My guest at this time is Dr. David Curry. He's the president and CEO at Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations assisting the persecuted Christian church. In its most recent World Watch list, which lists the worst persecutors of Christians around the world, Iraq was at number 4, and that list came out before ISIS took over a pretty sizable chunk of Iraq, including the northern and western parts. It was big headlines earlier this year when the city of Mosul fell under ISIS control, and it got even worse for Christians in that historic city in the past couple of days. On Friday, ISIS issuing an ultimatum to all Christians living there that by this past Saturday at noon local time, they had to convert to Islam, pay a fine, or face death by the sword. And by most accounts now, there are no Christians left in Mosul. And Dr. Curry, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
Obviously disturbing to see this type of persecution happening. What's your reaction to the treatment of Christians, not only in Mosul, but in other areas of Iraq where ISIS has control?
Well, as you mentioned, Iraq was already a very dangerous place for Christians because of the weakness of the central government and their inability or unwillingness to protect Christian churches and Christians who wanted the freedom to choose for themselves what their religious beliefs were. But certainly since June 10th, when ISIS came in and took over, coming across from the civil war in Syria and has taken over this large swath of Iraq, it's been incredibly difficult. Over 3,000 families, by our count, we have folks there on the ground helping these Christian refugees. Over 3,000 families just from Mosul are homeless, are on the run, and have had to leave everything. And it's really unprecedented in this modern age to have a group call out this kind of segregation of a religious minority and force them out of their homes with impunity, where no Western government seems to be standing up or protecting these folks. And so it's a very unusual, very difficult situation.
As you mentioned, there hasn't been much outcry from the West or anywhere else about this move by ISIS. I'm guessing most probably aren't overly surprised by it. And there are other stories dominating the headlines, like the plane that was shot down in the Ukraine and the Israelis and Palestinians going at it elsewhere in the Middle East. But what is your reaction to the fact that there's been virtually no reaction from the U.S. or other Western powers to this type of action by ISIS?
I think people underestimate how fast this kind of persecution spreads, and I think to our detriment, because this sort of persecution of Christians in the Middle East could certainly spread to other religious groups like Jewish minorities, Buddhist minorities. So when we let this kind of aggression stand, I think it's a very bad sign for the rest of civilization, and particularly within the Middle East, where 100 years ago you had 20% of the population, you had a real mix, a melting pot of faith and communities there in the Middle East, and now 100 years later there's less than 4%, and certainly this latest issue within Syria and Iraq, with ISIS in both locations pushing out Christians, that number is going to drop even further. So you have the virtual extermination potentially of a religious group, and they won't exist in the Middle East, which was the birthplace of Christianity.
Dr. Curry, what would be your prescribed course of action for some of those Western powers, including our own government? Would firm condemnation verbally be enough? Would there be specific actions you'd suggest? What's the best way to not let them get away with this completely?
Well, I think citizens can support some of the work that's being done in the humanitarian effort. I know Open Doors and some others have humanitarian efforts to support these Christian refugees, these over 3,000 families just from Mosul and other villages as well. But I think governments need to stand up and to send clear messages of support to the Christian minorities, to do what they can to put diplomatic pressure on these groups, and to make it very difficult for this to happen anywhere else, and to hopefully turn the tide in the coming weeks.
Where are these people going?
They're heading, in many cases, those that have the resources are heading out of the country entirely. Most of them, of course, don't have the resources to get on a plane and fly out, so they're heading north into the Kurdistan regions where there's more security. They themselves have had issues with the ISIS group and these types of groups. So they have a security force of their own to protect their border there in the Kurdistan region. So we see that as a major movement, and they're living in tents, in villages, in churches, in those areas.
Well, Dr. Curry, as your materials point out, over the past few years, the number of Christians to be counted in Iraq has dwindled considerably. What is the impact on the faith of those who remain?
Well, you're right. In 2003, there was a million Christians in Iraq, roughly speaking. Now, you know, some of our reports have as little as 300,000, and that was before this weekend when ISIS gave this ultimatum to stay or convert to Islam, pay Islamic tax, which is in some cases a tax is more than a family might make in a year, or leave Mosul and leave everything behind. So those numbers are dwindling greatly, and it's tragic to see.
And what specifically is Open Doors doing in response?
Open Doors has set up a response to help the refugees. We've got a project that is giving them food, water, tents, whatever we can do to help them stabilize in their homeless condition and try to acclimate them back into society if possible.
Is there any place, you mentioned this could spread quickly if it's not confronted, is there any place that you consider most ripe for this to spread to if, in fact, that doesn't happen?
I think you could see problems in Jordan. I think you could see problems in parts of Saudi Arabia, Kuwait. There's still key parts of Iraq. I mean, it could be a major shift. It certainly already is a major shift in the Middle East. I think it could get worse. So we're looking for people to stand up and let their voice be heard. And if you want to support these kinds of movements to help the Christian refugees, you can go to opendoorsusa.org or other places like that that would support these folks who are in desperate crisis.
Again, the website is opendoorsusa.org. Dr. Curry, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Dr. David Curry is the president and CEO at Open Doors USA. Once again, opendoorsusa.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com.